Hello, Santa Barbara and everywhere on the internet that is listening. This is Bruce Salen, and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. This segment of the Bruce Salen Show is sponsored by Shelley's Stereo, my home theater home, my stereo and audiovisual one-stop shop, and I hope yours. Reach them at shelleystereo.com or 818-716-8500. Tell them A Dad's Point of View and Bruce Salen sent you there. If you'd like to call in, you are welcome to do so at 805-564-1290 or toll free at 866-564-1290. Email questions to Bruce at brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. That's S like in Shelley Stereo. You can follow me at Twitter, at Bruce Salen. Tweet me during the show. I'm pretty tech savvy, and I might even answer you right then and there. And follow our really ever-growing Facebook page, which is called A Dad's Point of View. We still have two sponsor slots open, but I am happy to say that they are filling up, and I would love to find an insurance company and a law firm to join us for family insurance matters and family legal matters. But to start off the show, I am happy to report that we have the head of North Peer Fiduciary Management, my friend and my first sponsor, Jim Scheinberg, joining us for family financial matters. Welcome to the show, Jim.
How are you, Bruce?
I am well. You are the world traveler. I actually have got you stationary today, huh?
It's true. I'm actually sitting in my office in Culver City, California. It's the first time we're doing the show from here.
We have had the pleasure of doing it together, which is always fun. But now that you're a veteran Bruce Salen Show guest and regular, I think we can handle doing it by phone. So I'd like to kind of turn over the subject matter to you. Lots has been going on this summer. It seems to have been a very tumultuous and yet not really much different from the beginning of summer financial market. What would you like to offer families and our listeners as far as your perspective and North Peer's perspective on what is going on?
Well, I think you've hit on something there, Bruce, which is that this summer was really marked by this very hard sideways move in the stock market, where we move very fast to nowhere, but with a lot of emotion and a lot of volatility. I think it left people feeling rather antsy about their finances. And to be frank with you, as we get out there and we're talking to people, both in our institutional clients as well as the high net worth clients that we run assets for, there's this unease, this feeling like maybe we need to be doing something right now. And so really today I kind of want to talk about not just how that seems to be the theme right now as we're in September of 2010, but really how that kind of links up with just a normal pattern that happens in most Septembers, late August, every year, this time, this season of change.
So the thing you said at the beginning, though, that is interesting to me is the idea of emotions affecting your financial decisions. So might you elaborate a little on that? Also, I think I recall when we spoke about the show beforehand that you said not only was it a fast sideways movement in the market, but it was very high volume. So tell us what both of those factors mean, the volume and the emotions, as far as how people should react.
Well, it's actually the volatility that was high, these very rapid moves up and down, and they seem to be this kind of, I don't know, to have your listeners picture everybody on one side of a canoe and then rushing to the other side of the canoe and then rushing back to the other side of the canoe. The canoe doesn't tip, but yet it feels very unstable. That seemed to be the pace of the summer. If you look where we are right now, we're basically right where we were when we began the summer, but given all the churning of the financial data, the disappointment in the slowdown of the jobs creation, the slowdown in the GDP, threats of China slowing, European debt. I mean, people have been inundated with this barrage of words that have emotions behind them, and they acted on them, but not to any avail.
Okay, so how do you know? Okay, I got that. I read the papers. And I call you, of course, regularly for updates, and usually the call is pretty much along the same lines. I'm panicked, and you're calming me down. So what do you do? How do you know whether you need to change things up in this kind of market?
I think you've hit on it, which is, are these feelings people are having, both institutionally and individually, a productive feeling, or are they ill-advised change just for change's sake? I mean, you know, just just to draw a conclusion, you know, this is a season of change. Back to school and the vacations, you've got the Jewish New Year, there's a lot of Native American rituals around the harvest. I mean, there's a lot of change that happens right now as the season changes and the days get shorter. So the question is that, you know, is that feeling of change that everybody typically experiences during this time of season, is it appropriate for the markets right now, and should your listeners do something about that? The answer really lies in one particular question. How well did you plan ahead of this season of change?
Okay, so, in other words, elaborate a little bit. And in fact, as you elaborate, because we're running out of time, give a little sense of what you at North Pier would be doing with your clients.
Well, I would simply say, if you had a well-thought-out plan, either personally or with your advisors, that you've set a year or two ago that has a lot of thought and construction behind it, then chances are this is a time to stay adherent to your plan. And for our clients, that's always been the case. We spend a lot of time on the front end analyzing what their needs are. So when you get through these periods of emotional periods in the market or the rocky, volatile periods that we just came out of, they can stay adherent to their plan. The flip side is if you're in a position, meaning that you've set yourself up with different money managers and mutual funds and stocks and bonds, and maybe you've got three or four brokers and an advisor here and there, but there is no concise plan, no cohesive plan, then maybe this is a time that you should listen to these calls of change and take a bigger 30,000-foot view. So what we're frequently engaged to do in that case, and we can actually just be hired by the hour to do this, and we're getting more and more of these engagements as time goes on, is to come in simply as an advocate to take a big grand picture look at everything that they're that these particular clients are doing, the advisors that they're with, and giving them a snapshot of their plan, giving them that concrete plan, and then they go back to their various advisors and trusted advocates, and they implement that plan. So the next time we get to September, maybe 2011, this angst doesn't build in them, and they feel like they have a confident, actionable plan that they can stay with.
Makes a lot of sense to me. I didn't realize that you had switched into offering that consultancy, because it allows people potentially to dip in to meet you guys and not have to do an overall thing and learn from you just by that that sort of involvement. Please, we're out of time. Give us where we can reach you.
Absolutely. Well, the best way to find us is on our website. That's www.n, as in the direction, North Pier, PIER.com. Again, it's npeer.com. And if you want to call us at our office, it's 800-403-7065. And again, my name is Jim Scheinberg.
Thank you, Jim, for joining us for Family Financial Matters. We will have you back again next month. I look forward to it.
Thanks, Bruce.
Bye-bye. The topic for today, which I can only briefly tell you about, is based on this week's column called A Story of Giving, The Update. And it is about the relationship I've developed with the Africa Zebras, which are a group of girls in Agana Swedro, Ghana, and what has been going on there and what we are trying to accomplish. It has been actually an experience that has been unbelievably joyful. I got my latest sponsor indirectly through that relationship, the Wright Center for Orthodontics, who sponsors the Teen Rap segment coming up. But we are out of time, and I will tell you more about the story of giving and hit some bullet points as I can throughout our remaining segments. I want to thank Shelley Stereo for sponsoring this segment of the Bruce Allen Show. As I've told you, Shelley's is my home theater home, and you can reach them at shelleystereo.com or 818-716-8500. Tell them A Dad's Point of View and Bruce Allen sent you there. My producer Richard is telling me it's time for a break. Our next segment is The Men's Room with Wayne Levine. This is Bruce Allen of The Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290.
Bruce Allen, A Dad's Point of View. Bruce Allen, father of two. Bruce Allen, he knows what to do. Bruce Allen, what's that going to do?